you got a total there, Jack, 423, for an average score of 84.6. Jennifer's was 482, with an average score of 96.4. So, per our schedule, y'all can, again, not, we're not taking action tonight other than you can say, we'd like you to engage one or the other for some negotiations, and then y'all can tell me what those negotiation things are, if there's things you want to negotiate.
Kyle, I've already given you my negotiation points. There's only a few. When I evaluated, I saw some things that, you know, I thought possibly could be negotiated or clarified. I'm not sure. But, I, you know, speaking for Jody, I recommend that we go with the evaluator's team.
Okay.
High score.
Okay.
And begin negotiations.
Okay. Anybody else got?
I'm on board with that. As you look at the scores, I'm a man just as good as anybody else's. You see my scores up there, that's reflective of what I believe. I believe we ought to go with Jennifer Shuler. But there is one thing that I ask you to, when you ask her when you're negotiating with her for us.
You can do that. We don't have to, since we're negotiating, that does have to be public record, so.
Okay. Well, I'll just call you on it.
Okay.
But that's my recommendation.
Okay.
I'm good with the teams, totals, scoring.
Me too.
Mr. James?
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, ain't it?
Well, I mean, you had 2 points separate yours. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is what it is. So.
Okay. So again, that's not a rubber stamping that she's got the job. What I'll do is, I'll communicate with y'all tomorrow and let you know. I'll send you these things to Daniel. Y'all know how to do those emails. And I'll just say, look, send me your negotiation things, anything you got questions about. We'll get that back to you, and then we'll talk from there. And then what I'll do is, if everything goes forward, I'll put that as an agenda item next Monday, and then vote on it the following Monday. Is that okay? This is a first, so y'all let me know.
Well, I got a question.
You got heartburn with it.
No, that's not me. I got a question on, for you, is how do you feel about this right here, Superintendent? How do you feel about what we came up with?
I think you did a great job. I really think you did your due diligence. I think they both did a good presentation today.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Very enlightening on both of them. Two very qualified folks, I thought, did a great job. But I think y'all did your due diligence. So I think the what we wanted to accomplish, what y'all wanted to see happen, objectively happen, you know.
Shame we don't need two of them.
Yeah.
Shame we need one at all.
Yeah.
It's a shame we need one at all.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you got to have one. You got to have an attorney. Yeah. Even though we do have PAC mm-hmm. backing us too, you still got to have one. That's.
Okay. Any other instructions? If anybody's got some heartburn about it, or you say, I don't know, I'm okay with that, y'all let me know, because this is y'all's hire. This is your hire, and I want y'all to feel good about it. I want us to be in unity. We have been for 2 years now.
Yeah.
I like that.
I feel like, I mean, I looking at the scores, I mean, you know, we're talking what?
We all 12 points apart?
I mean, yeah. They're pretty close. They were pretty close. It was a tight run. So we had two good attorneys that applied, and I think it was fair and open competition, and there it is.
Yep.
Your scores, your numbers don't lie. So,
okay. And for transparency's sake, nobody knew what each other scored.
Yeah.
No, these were independent evaluations.
Right.
I mean,
that's right. I didn't go around saying, "Hey, James, Jody scored this, or Boo, this one, Doobie scored," to try to stack any kind. We kept those confidential, so, and as we needed to.
Right.
Okay. All right, well, Mr. Chair, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
All right, I'd just like to thank you, buddy, for leading us today in the meeting, which you do a lot of that, and I just appreciate you.
Great job.
Yeah.
Please don't ever let me have to come behind you to speak.
Me neither. But I appreciate it, buddy.
I feel good about what we're asking. You know, I know the county's asking, they got a lot last year, and they're asking for a lot this year. You know, in my conversations with Patrick, be realistic, and you know, and I feel like, could we have asked for 10 things? Yeah, absolutely, and they got none of them. I'd rather get a little bit every year than none by asking a lot.
Right.
I just a quick question. The new market tax credit, have you heard anything on that in the last few days?
Eric did die. He passed away. I talked with Monica Blanton, our funding person, yesterday. She said, I'm in still. I'm in. We're just trying to work out those fine details. Jody, I may need to talk to him. I need to see Neil Dunn. I need to be in his presence.
Have you talked to Landon?
I have.
Okay, we'll talk.
So we'll talk.
Yeah.
We just need him here. Or me up there, whatever it's got to do. We got to get in the same room.
Was his brother able to get into
yes.
some of the stuff?
Yes. Work?
Good.
Okay.
Yes.
So everything's
about the deadline? What about the deadline? Did the deadline come and go?
That, right now, the deadline was December 31st.
Right.
But there was nothing that couldn't make them push it a little forward to cooks because you have a 3-year look back, but then the awards didn't go out to them in November. So they left you about 2 or 3 weeks to get them in. There was no way to do that. They are still having those conversations with that CDFI fund to extend it. We need them to do it. I need Neil Dunn to go to the Department of Treasury and say, need to happen. But it couldn't happen. It really couldn't. He didn't have any leverage until the new Congress took over.
Okay, it was my understanding that Landon was going to, you and Landon were going to talk, and Landon could pretty much do anything you needed to be done.
He referred me to Nicole Smith.
Who's Nicole, huh?
One of Representative Dunn, Nicole Smith. And he said, she's the one that handles all this.
Oh, okay.
And I said, that's fine. I said, that's who I've been talking to anyway. He said, she's your one. I've not been very successful getting size and scope to her and the importance.
Okay.
So I need to get back with him, and I need to get in a room with the representative.
Okay.
Because this is about $1.1 million for
okay.
us. This is a big deal.
I'll call them.
Huge deal. Which means, basically, Congress needs to get the Department of Treasury to say, look, let's be fair here now. If we're going to do a 3-year look back, y'all don't approve that, then give them time to close deals
okay.
with that 3-year look back. But again, there's no statute right now that prohibits it. They just got to do it. They got right. to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Formality.
But our funding source, she told me, she said, I'm not looking to fund anything else but yours. I want to fund your project. She told me that.
Well, she had a lot more money than that, too. She's
got more money, but she said, right now, I'm not looking at any other projects. She said, until y'all get y'all, we get this all resolved, she said, I'm hanging tight with Liberty County.
And she's good for $7 million.
She's good for a $7 million allocation, which in turn is $1.1 million for us.
It's critical, and I told Kyle this the other day. It is critical that we keep communicating and let our staff, the public, understand that, you know, we need this money.
Bad.
But if we don't get this money and we didn't get the tax, and you know, where is that field house? We've got to be transparent about that. We got to be talking about it.
Right, that's right.
Because you know, I don't want people to say, well, you guys were supposed to get $1 million to finish the field house.
Right,
what happened
right.
to it? And
right.
and that boat's been sailed.
Yeah,
6 months.
Exactly.
We gotta be talking about this and letting people know. It ain't gonna happen.
It's a big setback right now. We're
not getting
any. I'll tell you, and I spoke, I think Jody or Boo, or maybe both of y'all. I was going to, and I would have foot the bill and would still do that. I was gonna fly out to, if they had a funeral this week, I was going to the funeral. For two reasons. Number one, Eric Dave's been good to us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That man been good. He's got little kids. So I've been communicating with his wife. I felt like out of respect and what he's done for us. But second thing, I need to meet that brother. Mm-hmm. Eric got involved in Liberty County and Calhoun County after Hurricane Michael. So I kind of kidded him a little bit. When I first talked to him before we ever did that Zoom, I said, all right, you probably don't even know where Haas from T-Lodge is. And he said, bud, I know where Connor's at. I went, oh, man. But he was very familiar with this area. Mm-hmm. This brother is not. I need them to understand what, I mean, Eric got it. He got it. He understood rural Panhandle Florida. It was his job to. He made money off of that. It was fair. Nothing immoral or illegal about it. That's his job. He was very involved in the hospital, the new hospital. Of course, they can't get this funded after the thing's completed.
How, and I hate this, is for, my phone shouldn't be
here. Well,
how's the, how are we going to, like, pay him for his services up to the point?
We don't.
He's already paid.
So in our agreement with him, in our engagement letter, and it's this way with anybody and everybody, he typically got $25,000 up front, and then they would take that out of the proceeds. He did not. He was so confident on this last project and this one. He said, "I'm telling you, you're gonna get it." Says, "You don't owe me nothing. I won't get paid if you don't get paid." So in our letter of engagement with him, that's what it does. We don't pay him unless.
So now, will we go into another letter of engagement with his brother? Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know that because we did it with Davis Business Advisory,
right,
which is the name of his company.
Right.
So depending on what Christine does with the business, that, and the, I wanted to be sensitive because they, you know, I was thinking he's not even been buried yet.
Yes, absolutely.
So he's going to be cremated. They're looking at a funeral. He's from Portland. His mom and dad's in Portland. She said that'll be where they do the service. So I'm probably going to go out. But that doesn't mean I can't. So me and Matt Fuquay's already been talking.
Mm-hmm.
Alan Pasternak, who's the attorney out there, we've been talking. We're keeping everything going. They've got his laptop. Everything that we need, we have. I need the motivation to push it through.
From Congress.
From them and from this new guy. I need him to advocate for that.
Okay. Sorry.
That all? Need a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Renee?
My motion.
You talk too much.
It was a motion, Jason.
Oh.